Hello, and welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast, where each episode we share actionable strategies for amping up your real estate marketing game. And now, here's your host, Dave Cole.
Hi, everybody. It's Dave Cole, and we want to welcome you in. We're joined, as always, by Scott Winteroth. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Dave. How's it going tonight?
Yeah, it's going really well, actually. Wanted to get a couple of things before we come right into our primary topic. Yeah. It is interesting that in our previous episode, we had talked about how you, as an agent, can maybe deal with when there's weather situations, when there's bad weather, that maybe you can point out some type of advantage or something on behalf of your seller. And unfortunately, we had there was that huge storm that affected a lot of the East Coast, especially the Northeast, since we did that. So hopefully everybody was okay from that. But just as far as marketing real estate, we seem to be a bit ahead of our time with doing that last week.
Maybe so, we could say we're over the weather, right? Instead of under the weather, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, hopefully. So, yeah, one of the things I did want to mention, because this actually came up as I'm checking around for property advertisements and listings just around the country, just to see what people are doing. So I've had this actually a couple of times recently. So just wanted to mention that, of course, the photos are important in your online ads and even your flyers and so forth, that the photo should support what's in the description or maybe highlight, a major selling point. And had a couple of situations where the home or the advertisement that the home is for is the home is on a corner lot, which has appeal to some people, especially families or people who want to have a garden, that type of thing. But yet when you look at the primary exterior photo that's used, there have been, it seems like, more occasions lately where if you just look at the photo, you could not tell that it is a corner lot. So I just wanted to bring up that those of you that do have listings on a corner lot, and if that's something you want to highlight, be sure that people can tell that right away from the photo. Because if it's a straight-on shot and then it says corner lot, you're looking like, what do you mean corner lot? And it just causes that moment hesitation on the part of a potential buyer who can turn the page, they can click, they can throw away the flyer, they can react however they want to in those first few seconds. So something I think would be great to keep in mind.
Definitely. I think that really sort of focusing on the lot is helpful, because I know as I'm looking at listings, I don't always, I'm always looking at the house first, but having more of a defined or more of a way to showcase the lot would be helpful and something to see, you know, for sure. Good point, Dave.
All right. Appreciate that. All right. For tonight, for our main topic, I wanted to talk about putting the emphasis on updating your ads, your advertisements for properties. And by advertisement, I mean, it could be the listing information on your website, on the office website, even on, you know, realtor.com or some of the aggregate websites. It could be for your printed flyers, if you're still doing newspaper or magazine ads, any type of advertising or promotion for the property. So that's what I'm including all into one. And especially, of course, also ways you're promoting the property, such as your social media and updates. And this could even be for seeing if you can update when it's on the MLS or your listing service, your listing source. Still, in this day and age, even with all of the technology and everybody wants it now, I'm still seeing way too many instances where advertisements are not being updated. Sometimes it's necessary, such as when you finished an open house, be sure to take it off or change the date if you're going to be open again the next weekend. Stay current. This happens time and time again where I'll see, oh, open such and such a date, and that date was 2-3 weeks after, or in other words, had already happened 2 or 3 weeks ago when I'm seeing that advertisement. So that makes it look to a potential buyer. I mean, think about it, like this agent or this seller that everybody's so careless, nobody's even taking the time to change it from an open house date. So that's part of it where it's necessary. If you have something that's timed or dated in your advertisement on your website, be sure that no later than the morning after, if not right after, that you are able to change or remove that. That's one aspect of updating your ads. But the main meaning on this is to plan to update your ads. Make it part of your campaign. We know that, you know, even in this day and age, that it can still take upwards sometimes of 3 months or longer for a property to sell. So there's some buyers that maybe they haven't come on it until it's been on the market for weeks. Others that maybe they look 1 week, don't look, or they don't find what they want. They look again a couple of weeks later. Do you want them seeing the same information? Because when they see the same information 2 or 3 weeks later, they've already not responded to it. So you want to do things, plan a campaign for your advertisement, for what's on your website that keeps it fresh. Of course, open houses is one example that you want to be able to promote that. But I've seen some agents make what I feel is the mistake of they'll say something like open Sunday or every weekend, every Sunday from 1 to 4, or every Sunday in the month of April or whatever it may happen to be. And so to me, that's not updating and that's not necessarily good. That's saying, and yeah, you may know as an agent, you're going to keep it open every week, you know, for however long, but that makes it look like, oh, we don't think it's going to sell this weekend. You have to think about the message that you're sending. So instead of open every weekend, just it's open this Sunday. And it's good to put the dates, the date or dates, just so that people know that, yes, this is coming up. It wasn't from the previous Sunday and not updated because that happens. So keep it to a week at a time. You also have where there's weather or seasonal changes and not so much from a storm or some type of weather event. But as we're getting into spring, at least in some of the country, you have situations where, you know, yeah, the flowers start to bloom and all that. But if you've got a house that has a garden that's about to start growing again or appearing or about to bloom or the potential for a garden, now that's something to hit for a week or two in your ads. You know, hey, if you love gardening, this is the place, or come see the garden start to bloom. They can, you know, drive by. It doesn't have to be an open house. So think of things like that. Or if it's chilly or there's a rainy stretch, you can talk about how you can, you know, enjoy feeling like you're outside, but yet you're in the enclosed patio. Obviously in fewer words for an advertisement than I just did, but it's the idea, hit the garden, hit an enclosed patio. Things like that, where again, you can kind of plan in advance that these are going to happen. There's things to watch for. Let's say a local school wins an award, or there's a new grocery store or some type of business opening up nearby, where the week of the grand opening, you could say, you know, close to such and such and name the store. Then it shows a potential buyer not only something good about that particular location or something that's going on, it shows them you're on it, you're updating, you're ready to sell that property. So that's all part of the theme that way. So, Scott, any thoughts on that or anything you can add?
I mean, I think that at the end of the day, Dave, those are all excellent points, because the savvy home buyer or the savvy millennial person is savvy with digital trends. And the last thing you want to do is create any type of confusion with the listing, because if there's confusion, then obviously it can be frustrating and people are inundated with all kinds of information and other angles that people are trying to sell them real estate products. So ultimately, the more you take the time to audit what you've got going on, the better off you're going to be. And I think everything you mentioned, Dave, is a spot on.
Thank you, Scott. It's also that as an agent, as you get these listings, it's things like that. You might even be able to plan a campaign, or at least maybe 3 or 4 weeks at a time, and know that in week one at the beginning, you're going to hit this selling point heavy. Week two, here's what you can do. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Or even if it's, you know, a couple of weeks, you hit the interior. A couple of weeks, you hit something about the exterior, but keep kind of changing the order even of your selling points. And of course, this is just for your advertisements, for your online and your website and, you know, any print ads, as we were saying. This doesn't even include social media, which obviously is a huge opportunity to do things along those lines. And even on a daily or hourly basis, or you can really be pumping out the updates. Not that you want to overdo it and oversaturate with social media, but taking your selling points, for example, you can maybe take 3 or 4 selling points. And if you're going to have an open house, and not that this always relies on open houses, but if you're going to have an open house on Saturday and this is a Friday, you could put out 2 or 3 different highlights of the property during the day on Friday, and then maybe a couple hours later say, oh, you can see this property tomorrow at, you know, from noon to 3 or whatever the time frame. Or as I say, even if you're not holding an open house, you can maybe have a day or a certain time when you do kind of do a little bit of a blitz, a campaign, where you're putting out on your feed, here's one fact, and a couple hours later another. And maybe you do this on a Friday to get people to respond to this property before the open, before people go to open houses or go look around over the weekend. So some other things to think about. Scott, one of the things I do want to mention just along these lines, because sometimes it's not always the agent's fault that out-of-date information can stay on a website or stay out there. Mm-hmm. And part of updating and staying on top of things is to monitor what you have out there, whether you do it yourself, which I suggest especially for newer agents, and but still, or have somebody on your team or an assistant do it for you. Now, I had a situation where, in pointing this out, this was a couple of years back, and I do this for pointing out things around the country because it's not one city or one particular real estate office where I'll find, you know, problems of things being out of date, and I find open houses listed that were 2 or 3 weeks earlier, as I was saying. So I did have a situation like that. It was a property in the Cleveland area. And so I put about it on my blog that here was this property that showed, and it was something like the open house was 2 weeks earlier, and it was something about, well, it wasn't a new roof because that stays new, but it was something that had like just been replaced, but yet this property had been listed for quite some time. And especially with the open house that was either like 2 or 3 weeks out of date. And so I wasn't overly polite in my blog about this particular listing, which was to make the point that you need to monitor what is out there. And I got a not very friendly response from that agent who somehow found out that, you know, I had put this up here, explaining to me that this was an aggregate website, or in other words, a site that picks up from, whether it was realtor.com or one of the others, picks up the information, and that that site was not updating the ads that they had picked up. And so, which is fine, I understood that, but it's kind of like my point was at the time, she, you know, I can understand she was upset, but she shouldn't have been upset with me. She should have been upset with that website or those people. If they're advertising a property that's already sold, or the price has changed, or, you know, that type of thing, there could be legal consequences for doing that. So she should have been yelling at that site for not updating their ad, or for even picking that up, you know, of hers, if it wasn't going to be changed, because that's what made her look bad. And I, if I remember right, I think she sent me a link to the ad that was, you know, had been updated, like to say, you know, gee, Dave, you were wrong, which I wasn't, because just as she didn't know that that ad was out there, or she wouldn't have been just discovered that and responded to me, but it's kind of like a, you know, shooting the messenger kind of thing. And so right. I bring this up on this podcast because that's why the importance of checking for anywhere that you think that your advertisement is. So if you're with an office, then you should know that, hey, these sites are going to pull your ads from this site. And that's the importance of checking, because that outdated ad was making her look bad and not me, I guess, was kind of the point.
Right. It makes sense. And that happens a lot. I mean, not just for listings, but as you mentioned, I believe social media and everything else too. I mean, just because you know, you're automating or you're outsourcing or you're working with your office to update your listings or your profiles, it's always good to, and I recommend this for almost any industry, that to take a moment each week to sit down and audit your social media profiles and your website to make sure everything's up and running and reflects the type of personality and persona that you want to provide. So obviously, I think you're sort of saying the same thing here with the listings and other, with the listing service, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So great point. Yeah. And one more story on this happened, and this was doing some research for a client. This was also a couple of years ago, but I still remember this one. So, and again, not only monitoring your advertising and your social media, but other agents selling against you in the same area or a similar type property to monitor them and what's going on in the community. So we had a situation where I was doing some work for one client, and one property that she had listed happened to be, it was one of, I believe, four properties that were similar. It was something along the lines of, you know, three bedrooms, two baths, in a certain, well, it was in the same zip code, and I think within, you know, a few blocks of each other, and there were four homes within about $10,000 or $12,000 in that zip code, all with the same general criteria that were for sale. Well, one of them sold, as it turns out, and so I'm looking at her ad for my client after this, and then was looking to see, well, okay, now there's two other properties left that are similar. What's a good selling advantage of one versus the other, as opposed to just, not opposed to, but along with selling points for the house? And I saw with that other one having sold that my client, the house that she had, which had the same number of bedrooms and bathrooms and similar features, was now $7,500 less in price than either of the other two homes. Yet her ad that was out at the time and her, you know, advertising and everything, there was no mention of that. Mm-hmm. So chances are, she was not researching what was going on with the other properties in the area. It's almost like, and I mean this, you know, with all due respect, but I want to make the point, is how could you not know your property is now $7,500 less than similar ones in the same zip code? That's something that, you know, especially in social media, wasn't even to this point a couple of years ago, that should be the first thing out there. This property is priced $7,500 less than the others as of, you know, 3:30 this afternoon, and you sit back and wait. You got to be on that kind of thing. So that's also what I mean by updating your ads and monitoring the competition and keeping track of everything. So if that doesn't drive the point home, then, you know, I kind of wanted to save the strongest for last. And again, not that, you know, there was the agent with this listing did nothing wrong. It was well put together and an effective ad. It's just there was another selling point that fell into her lap, and but you got to find that out and be on it, because those other agents aren't going to tell her that for her. So,
right,
something else to keep in mind and keep researching, and especially with social media. So you can, and I mean with what Twitter especially, that even I could see where maybe as an agent you wouldn't want to specifically follow other agents that are doing what you do, but you can at least go on without following them and search for and find their feeds and see what they're doing. Yeah. So it may take you a few extra minutes, but that's a way to do it. And Scott, you're actually more the expert on that than I am, but yeah, that is a part of this.
You can also create like a private, in Twitter, you can create what are called lists. And in Twitter, you can create a list that's private. And in that, when you have a list, it means you can follow people, but you don't really follow them, if that makes sense. So I could totally see going in there and following, like, and I've done this through various aspects of social media monitoring, where you follow competitors, you follow people that you don't really want them to know that you're following them, but you want to keep a close eye on what they're saying. So same principle applies here.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you hit it even better than I did. So very good. Yeah, exactly. And that in the case of, for a lot of the agents that are listening, brokers, when you're in a bigger office, that could be following or secretly following listing people in your office as well as other offices, because you kind of want to know what they're doing to promote their properties and what's going on with them. Hopefully they are keeping up to date and you can maybe pick up on something. But if you see that there's several agents that you're tracking, to use that term, and you see they're not updating that often, look at the edge that's going to give you if you take even a couple of the pointers that we've given out tonight.
Mm-hmm. Great actionable strategy, Dave. So, thanks. Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah, that's about it from here. So
cool. Well, we definitely hope everyone can take this information and apply it to what they've got going on right now. And as always, Dave, thank you so much for sharing your expert strategy. And I think that's a wrap. Dave, what do you say?
You got it. Everybody have a great week.
All right. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast with Dave Cole. Be sure to visit our website at davecole.com for more episodes with actionable strategies and to subscribe to future episodes. Please consider leaving a 5-star review and sharing this podcast with someone who would benefit from this content. Thank you and see you next episode.